Clock is winding down. The Laker marching band is on the track, ready to play the national anthem. Our colors are being presented today by the Elkton VFW. And very fitting here on Veterans Day on November 11th, originally Armistice Day, as the end of World War I ended today, as Germany and the Allies came to an agreement, and later changed to Veterans Day to honor all veterans. Dave Hansen, beautiful day here in Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers.
It sure is. As soon as we got here, the first thing we noticed is how excellent the field looked, and it is absolutely flawless out there. Got word it's going to be a little hard. Obviously, the weather's been chilly the last few nights, but as the sun comes up here, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
All right, we're going to listen in to the Laker marching band with the playing of the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight. Today, I should say, that's an old habit trying hard to break there, Dave. As current conditions in Pigeon, Michigan are 33 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, the sun is starting to peek out, though. They are calling for a 5% chance of snow this evening. Winds are out of the south at 11 miles per hour, gusting up to 16. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.49 inches. And the dew point is at 21. It feels like it's 24 degrees out. The humidity is at 64%. Sunset is at 5:11 tonight. And we are currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say, Dave, it's a beautiful day for football.
It absolutely is. That sunshine is as gorgeous out there. Quite the view. We can actually see the windmills in the distance. It seems like when we get here, we never can.
That's very true. Very true due to the weather. Pawamu Westphalia won the toss, has elected to defer to the second half. So the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers trying to punch him in the nose to start this ball game, as they'll run down the field as much as possible. Alec Thalen, your kicker for Pawamu Westphalia. He's number 7, a quarterback, secondary quarterback, defensive back, and he's a junior. And your officials for today: referee Joel Venya, umpire John Wright, linesman Mike Rusin, line judge John Schweihofer, and your bank judge is Tom Malou. Dave Hansen, first thoughts.
I believe this was the team we covered last year when they played the Bearcats. They had about 7 Smiths on their team. So
very true.
With us, it's a small town there too. A lot of the same last names we'll be calling out again today.
Very much so. As deep back for the Lakers on the right side of your radio, that would be number 1, Troy Chappell. And number 8, Jake Kretschmer. They stand at their own 8-yard line. There's the kick from Thalen, left to right across the area. It's a bit of a pooch kick out to about the 25-yard line, brought in by number 12, Brennan Wisner, coming to the far sideline, gets across the 30-yard line, stopped right at the 35-yard line with forward progress there. And the Lakers will have a 65-yard field to work with. Tackle made by number 8 of the Pawamu Westphalia Pirates. That's Jimmy Lehman.
And Jimmy Lehman, a very important piece to this Pawamu Westphalia team. Looks like he's the quarterback. He'll play defensive end. And Lakers will take over here. Brennan Wisner returning the kick. So even when you kick it short against this Lakers team, very crucial to note that you can kick it short, but that's just where the rest of their athletes remain. Brennan Wisner is as dangerous as anybody in this Lakers team, and he gives them decent field position to start this regional game.
After a 10-yard return, Brennan Wisner now under center with a double-wing offense at the 35-yard line. Preston Warren in motion. It's a handoff right up the gut. And still trying to churn out some yards, only about a gain of a yard for Jay Kretschmer. Gets out to the 36-yard line, and the first snap is underway. Tackle made by number 81, Damon Schneider, defensive end, senior for Pauwama, Westphalia.
Lakers right up the middle on the first play. Jake Kretschmer is their lone running back in the backfield behind quarterback Wisner. You'll see Preston Warren. You'll see Taylor Cady. But those are your wing backs that are off the ends, off the tight ends. Preston Warren went in motion, but all that was null and void as they hit Kretschmer right up the middle.
Warren gets the counter, and he's still in open field. And he gets the first down across the 45 all the way down to the 49-yard line. That is a 15-yard gain brought down in the secondary by Eric Beilein, and that is a first down just inside Laker territory of the 49-yard line.
Number seven, Alec Thalen, the tackle it made there, and Preston Warren made a good cutback as Pauwama was failure. If number seven, Thalen, doesn't make that tackle, Preston Warren might still be running. Neat play there as Preston Warren comes in motion, and he gets the pitch, he stops, plants his foot, and then fouls Kretschmer through the hole, and he had a big gain there on second down.
And it's a pitch this time to the left gap, and they're out to about the 45, maybe 46-yard line of Pauwama Westphalia territory. That would be number 11, Taylor Kitty, with the carry. Out for a 5-yard gain, second down and five.
59, sophomore Jake Pung with the tackle. Another, this time a nice start on first down for Lakers as they get maybe 4 yards. Taylor Cady from the right side, around the left side, finding a little opening and able to bring up second down and reasonable.
Second down, 5 to go. They're at the 46-yard line inside Pirate territory. Right to left across your radio, the green-clad jersey, black-pant Lakers. It's a handoff right up the middle to the fullback out to about the 45-yard line, only a gain of a yard. That would be on the bow of the pile, Jake Kretschmer with a 1-yard gain. Back a little more healthy this week. Third down and four for the green and white.
Yeah, absolutely no gain on that play. According to the spot, the defensive tackle for Pauwama right up the middle. Stuffed the run, no hole there. So far early in this game, it's only been a couple plays into it, but the big plays have come not necessarily from Kretschmer early, but Warren and Cady around the outside. They've had a little bit of room there off tackle.
And it's a pitch to Preston Warren. Comes back, counters to the left, and he's out for maybe a half a yard as Pauwama Westphalia closing those gaps as soon as they pop open. No gain on the play. Now a fourth down and four from the Pauwama Westphalia 45-yard line.
After a good gain on first down, they get virtually no yards on the next two runs. Preston Warren, they try the same play that got him 11 yards the first time. This time it goes virtually nowhere, maybe half a yard or so. Fourth down and four. You're in Pauwama Westphalia Pirate territory, but the 45-yard line, you really don't want to give them this good field position. Interesting to see what Coach Steve Verberg decides here. This will be a telltale in this game. If he goes forward at this field position at this time of the game, he's going to be aggressive all night long.
Wisner is in the shotgun, but he's been known to punt out of that. Preston Warren now in motion to the right, and he's going to go for it. Throwing downfield to the far sideline. This one's through the hands of his intended receiver, the 20-yard line, an incomplete pass was intended for number 85, Mason Pasek, incomplete, and we have a turnover of downs in the first drive of the night as Lakers turns it over at the Pauwama Westphalia 45-yard line.
I don't mind the play call there, aggressive play call, pass play, but Brennan Wisner didn't give Mason Pasek a chance to catch the ball. He threw it, got to keep it up in the air. Mason Pasek's a big kid, but he threw it too far into the sideline. Even if he was able to make the catch, there's no way he'd have got his feet in bounds. So again, like the play call, execution not so good. So now they're going to test this Laker defense immediately as the Pirates of Pauwama Westphalia take over their own 45-yard line. Very good field position. And they're going to run an I formation with a wide receiver each way.
Thalen under center at his own 45-yard line. Left to right across your radio in the all-white uniforms. It's a pitch to the left, and he trips in the backfield. And it's going to be a loss of a couple yards as looks like Bryce Thalen fell in the backfield and loses 2 yards on the play. Not exactly with the start they wanted.
Very interesting. The fullback slipped as well, and then Thalen slipped right behind him. So I don't know if there's some home field advantage grease on the field right there or not. But nonetheless, he's going to tackle himself in the backfield for loss of two. A great, good start for Lakers on defense. And this time they're going to go from a little bit of a pistol formation with two running backs on each side of them.
Receiver wide each way. Thalen stays in the pocket, throws a pass. He has people in front of him, goes to the near sideline. It is caught at the 35-yard line. Brought in by number 4, Garrett Schreiwaller, the wide receiver senior, and it is brought down by number 21, Andrew Siegfried in some big swing. That is a 20-yard gain. First and 10 from the Laker 35.
Very much a pro formation that Pauwama Westphalia runs. An I formation. They go to a different formation with two running backs, one on each side instead of behind the quarterback. And one-on-one coverage all day long, man-to-man. And the wide receiver, number four, Treweiler, was able to locate the ball quicker than Siegfried and able to bring it in.
And he's going
to
keep it from